Wednesday, the 13th day of March. The prep tip today is to read the following book, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. It's a book that will give you the protocols for how to not get cancer. All right. My friend Professor McCanny is unavailable today. He's out on assignment and is in an area where, well, there's simply no communications where Jim is today, so we'll have open lines. We're into some uncharted territory here when it comes to the security of our wonderful republic, the United States of America. We have some very sincere, well-funded enemies who their goal is to destroy the United States, to destroy our republic, have us achieve a third world status, basically. They have many, many things they're doing to achieve that goal. We'll get into some of those things, of course, with my friend Jeff Nyquist, the third hour. But I believe we need to be strong. We need to remember where we came from, where we are now, where we would like to be. The strength of any nation begins with the family unit, mom and dad raising children, preferably two or more children. That's the basis of any society, is the family unit, the nuclear family is sometimes called. I call our opposition socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. They're working very diligently to destroy the nuclear family. What was it Hillary Clinton said? It takes a village to raise a child. Well, that's out of Central Africa. That's not the way Americans think and believe. It takes a mom and dad to raise a child, not a village. That's not, you know, if you want to go back to dirt roads and no running water, and you know, you can do that in Central Africa, where a village raises a child. If that's your choice, go ahead and move to Central Africa. It's not my choice. I don't believe any of my listeners would make that choice either. Bill made a very important observation, how the majority of immigration in the United States used to be from Europe up until about 60 or 70 years ago. Europeans who were literate, Europeans who had skills, Europeans who could contribute to American society. That's who the majority of immigrants used to be. It's very difficult for a European now to legally immigrate to the United States. I have two friends that did that. They escaped Czechoslovakia. While it was still one country, it's now two countries, the Czech Republic and Slovakia. They told their parents, their siblings, their co-workers, their friends, that they were going on vacation. They did go on vacation. They each had two suitcases. This country they went to bordered Italy. They crossed the Italian border, the international border, at night, became refugees, stayed in an Italian refugee camp for a full year, got married in the Vatican, of all things. They're not Catholic, but they thought that'd be a pretty neat thing to do. A full year in a refugee camp, waiting for all the paperwork to be properly done to properly and legally come to the United States with their two suitcases each. They have since settled in here. That's been more than 30 years ago. They speak English better than my hillbilly neighbors. The wife, she made a living until her first child was about to be born, working for an American company where she used her language skills. She's fluent in six languages. They've done quite well for themselves. And that's not all that unusual. That scenario was repeated hundreds of thousands, if not millions of times, by European immigrants coming here from all over Europe for centuries. That's pretty much no longer the way it is now. Pretty much the way it no longer is. It's very difficult for a European to legally come to this country. Now, what's going on the southern border is, in fact, an invasion. That is the correct and proper use of the word invasion. It really is. There's advertisements on radio and newspapers, TV, in Somalia, Honduras, Guatemala, probably Syria, advising people that they can and should come to the United States, that they'll be welcomed with open arms, that they'll be taken care of with food, shelter, clothing, medical care, education, and so forth. All of which is true, by the way, at least for the time being. So they do. Now, mixed in with people looking for a better life, if you're living in Guatemala in a hut, no running water, no electricity, it probably sounds pretty darn good. An American living on welfare is most likely going to have an apartment with central air conditioning and heat, running hot and cold water, flush toilets, showers, a refrigerator for food, and so forth. Quite frankly, an American living on welfare is better off than over half the people on this planet when it comes to lifestyle and amenities. I spent a little more than a week in Manila, the Philippines. It's been about 8 years ago or so, 8 or 10 years ago. A person making a middle-class income in, let's say, they have a national police force. If you are a member of the national police force, you're probably living in a living space that has no running water. Most likely you are. That's the way it is in the Philippines. Now, there is very wealthy people in the Philippines. I was invited to give a presentation at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines, their equivalent to the Federal Reserve. So I agreed to do that. So we were picked up in Manila. It was about a one-hour drive. And Manila, of course, is at sea level. When we got to this development, we were about 3,000 feet above sea level, a whole different climate at that elevation, of course. We all hear about gated communities. Well, this gated community had two guards 24/7 that are equipped with submachine guns. Very serious security. Place where there was 40 acres of Swiss chalet type homes, 40 acres of Spanish hacienda type homes, 40 acres of homes look like three-bedroom ranch-style homes, 9 restaurants, 3 golf courses. A place where you could reach your 18th birthday and never set foot in the kitchen of your own home. Why would you do that? Because you have people take care of those matters. Drive a car. Why would you ever drive a car? True wealth. Really, true wealth. And these were great people. Many of them, they all, quite frankly, they spoke English better than my hillbilly neighbors. I recall this one doctor. He spent 6 months a year in the United States making buckets full of money, and 6 months in the Philippines helping his people. He was so proud. He says, "John, we're about to get electronic voting machines." I said, "Doc, please don't do that. You want to have free and fair elections? Please don't do that. You want to have free and fair elections. You want paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level. If that's what your goal is free and fair elections, that's how you do it." Now, he was in a position to hopefully have some effect. I don't know if he had any effect or not. I haven't followed up on it. I probably should have stayed in touch with those folks, but I didn't do that. Some of them may be listening right now. I don't know. But that's what we're look what we're facing right now with this upcoming election. The first Tuesday in November, was it 230 something days away? The fraud that took place in 2020 is being more and more exposed all the time. The goal of the Republicans is to overwhelm the Democrats with our votes. In addition, make use of the things that are legal in whatever jurisdiction they may be, such as ballot harvesting, ballot boxes out in the public domain, mail-in ballots, and so forth. None of which I feel should be illegal, but as long as they are legal, let's do take advantage of them and make use of them. Absolutely. Now, here's something for all of you listening to me on today, the 13th day of March, 2024. First of all, you can't vote unless you're registered to vote. You can't. And there's a certain period, depending on where you live, a certain deadline to be registered to vote before you can vote. Most of you have conservative Christian patriot friends who either are not registered to vote or won't bother to vote, one or the other. That's not acceptable. Now, last several elections we've all heard are the most important one ever. Well, I'm going to say that this one is. This may be our last opportunity to save the Republic. And no, Donald Trump can't save the Republic by himself. No, he can't do that. Of course not. On one hand. On the other, there's something called riding coattails. And when somebody like President Trump is elected, there's the coattails mean men and women all over the country who also get elected to positions such as city council, school boards, library boards, like various county offices, mayors, sheriff, and so forth, because they're riding the coattails of the Republican who does become president. So I want to encourage all my listeners to speak to your conservative Christian patriot friends. You know who they are. Make an inquiry. Are you registered to vote? Do you intend on voting this year? There may be several opportunities. There may be a primary in state, as well as a general election. And offer to give them a ride. Offer to babysit. Whatever it takes to get these people to vote. Take them to the registration office to get them registered to vote if they're not registered. Now, it's easy to say, and there's some truth to it, that one vote is not going to make a difference in the national election on one hand. On the other, in these local and county elections, they can absolutely make a difference. I use the example of a woman locally who was running for prosecuting attorney, and she lost by 12 votes, which just happened to be slightly less than her immediate family, siblings and in-laws, and some nieces and nephews that were old enough to vote also. If her own family had voted for her instead of doing the normal routine, she would have been elected prosecuting attorney, but she wasn't. That's a sad situation, but that's what happened. Don't let that happen in your neighborhood. Make sure that your conservative Christian patriot friends are registered to vote, that they intend to vote, that you will help them get transportation, watch the children, whatever it takes to get them to the polling place. Now, I'm very fortunate where I am out here in Davisville. I've never been in my polling place, which happens to be the American Legion Hall, where there's more than three or four people ahead of me. I know when I lived in St. Louis, specifically Kirkwood, there could be a line 100 people long waiting to vote in the rain. And I would do that. I would stand in the rain for an hour, of course I had a raincoat on and an umbrella, and wait to vote. That's how important it is to me. I know how precious that opportunity is. And if your state is considering having paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct, and their legislative session is still going on, let your state rep, let your state senator know that you support that. Now, in many jurisdictions, many states, the state legislature is in session right now. I know they are in Missouri. It varies from state to state. Let them know you support that measure. If you want to really make some emphasis on it, have a small delegation. No more than six, probably three or four is plenty, men and women. Meet with that state rep, that state senator, express your views on paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct, no mail-in ballots, all voting take place in one day. Now, absentee voting is something else. That's where you go in person to the proper office, present your credentials that you are a registered voter, and you vote in the presence of the election officials. That's not the same thing as mail-in ballots. It's a safe and effective way to vote. Now, I've done it a few times when I've had conflicts. But who would go? This delegation would go to your state rep or state or your state senator. It could be anybody. They could be a plumber, an electrician, a mechanic, a farmer. Maybe the preacher from your church. Maybe the principal of a school. Somebody who has employees. If the state rep knows that a man or woman sitting in front of them has 100 employees, and they support this measure, that really gets their attention. The pastor of a church who has a congregation, that gets their attention. Why is that? Because they're regarded as a high-level influencer, somebody that could influence dozens, maybe 100 or more other voters. That's very important, so keep that in mind. If you're putting together a delegation, if you can, have what might be called a high-level influencer to be part of that delegation. It's not necessary, but it helps. Of course it helps. President Trump, I was at in Tulsa over the weekend, and I was invited to meet General Flynn, which I did get to meet General Flynn. There were several speakers there on a first-name basis with President Trump, all of whom attempted to get President Trump to no longer support Operation Warp Speed and the vaccination clot shots, and he's absolutely refused to do that. I've known men and sometimes women like that in my adult life who that's their style, that's who they are, that's their style of management, my way or the highway. Once they adopt a certain mindset, it's almost impossible to change it. That's Donald Trump. That is Donald Trump. And nothing I can do is going to change it. Nothing you can do is going to change it. And simply the way it is, he continues to take pride in being part of, being complicit in the worst crime in human history. Which it is. It is. A 10% increase in all-cause mortality would be something that would happen once in 200 years. We're looking at a 40% increase in all-cause mortality. This has never, ever happened. Not in this country. Not even close. But that's what we're looking at. I don't want to dwell on that too much at the moment. I want to focus on what's going to happen the first Tuesday in November. We have, in many jurisdictions, there's going to be elections for sheriffs. There will be elections for town marshals in some cases, mayors, city council, board of education, and so forth. Look at these candidates. Find out who they are and what their beliefs are. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner, my home business. If you place your order for an energy cleaner, I take care of it personally. I box them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office of Cherry Hill, Missouri, which is also a destination restaurant. They ship out postal service all over the planet. If you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. If you have issues with pain, same thing. You need an energy cleaner. So might want to check that out. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. All right. My toll-free hour line for energy cleaner, by the way, and mattress pads to go with it, is 800-592-9543. It's imperative that we talk to our conservative Christian patriot friends, neighbors, relatives, co-workers, people we go to church with. You might be shocked to find out how many are not even registered to vote, how many have no intention of voting. Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, my vote doesn't count. You may be shocked. You may be disappointed. But that's the way it is. When you're speaking to somebody, whether it's a friend, relative, person you go to church with, coworker, neighbor, it has to be a friendly conversation, not confrontational, obviously. Encouraging conversation, asking them to help preserve our republic, help preserve our state and our community, whatever state and community that might be. This is not optional. You know, whatever it takes to get that conservative Christian patriot person to register to vote and actually vote, that's what we need to do. We absolutely do need to do that. And hopefully you'll have some success. You know, we have a lot of listeners here at Republic Broadcasting all over the world, literally. A lot of expatriates, I'm in contact with some of these expatriates that live in other countries. If they still have an American citizenship, they can still vote, hopefully. I'm not sure what that would take, depending on where they are. But it's imperative. It's absolutely imperative. Now, at the local level, you've got people running for sheriff, city council, county commission, whatever it might be. These candidates, they all need two things. They need volunteer help and they need money. If you can give one or the other or both, that will help them achieve their goal of being elected to that office. I know in my county, our elected officials, they get paid less than half what a bus driver makes in the city of St. Louis. Less than half. Sometimes about a third what a bus driver makes in the city of St. Louis. They can't live on that. And they don't even try to. It's not possible to live on it. They have other sources of income, and they run for these jobs because they want to help their county be a great county, help their neighborhood be a great neighborhood, and they do it because they love their neighborhood, love their county. That's why they do it, and they do quite well. They really do. They do quite well. So help these candidates. Volunteer some time. Donate some money. These small campaigns, a $20 donation would be great. A $20 donation might pay for 3 or 4 yard signs, for example. That's a really big deal. They run on shoestring budgets. Typically, in my county, a person running for county office may spend $1,000, maybe $2,000 on their campaign. So please do that. And of course, educate yourself about the issues, what the real issues are. But when you're having these conversations, that will help a lot. Educate yourself on the immigration issue. Educate yourself on COVID-19 and the vaccination issue. Educate yourself on the economy. I'm always delightfully surprised how well-informed my neighbors are here in Davisville. Men and women who maybe graduated from high school, maybe didn't. I know several people who are high school dropouts that are quite well-informed about what's going on in the world. And that's great. That's wonderful. And they've done quite well for themselves despite not having a high school diploma. So it's going to be a wild ride the next year. Desperate people do desperate things. They know that they, being our opposition of socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they know that if there's a free and fair election, that President Trump will be elected. They know that. And they'll do whatever it takes to stop it. I want to segue here to Joe Biden. Now, it was a week ago tomorrow that we had a State of the Union address. The man who gave that was not Joe Biden. I can prove it. Here's our break. We'll be back to this discussion after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to live in a neighborhood which only has conservative Christian patriots as neighbors, that would be the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. We talk about that every Friday morning, the first hour at 0700 Central Time. You might want to check that out. There's a panel right there at the top left-hand side of my website giving the details you need to get started with the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. Check it out. All right, we got open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. I was scanning through some TV channels last night, and I noticed the local TV station in St. Louis was having commercials in the Spanish language. I've never seen that before. That was new to me. Obviously, the demographics are changing to where they have television commercials in Spanish. Our country is undergoing a sea change in demographics. Dan Bongino talks about this a lot. The Democrats themselves, in their own writings, talk about how their goal is to change the demographics in this country. And they're achieving their goal. They really are. I've been reporting for years about the illegal aliens being flown to regional airports at night. You know, regional airports are different than these big commercial airports like you have in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, St. Louis, and so forth. Regional airports at night are pretty much empty. There'll be somebody in a control tower to make sure everything's done safely. There might be some maintenance people around cleaning the place up, but quite frankly, there's almost nobody around these regional airports at night. So the reports I was getting had to do with the Springfield, Missouri regional airport, which, as I mentioned, at night is pretty much empty. UPS has planes that can be reconfigured from cargo to passengers in a matter of hours. So these UPS aircraft would fly in. The illegal aliens would deplane, get into the vans waiting there, and Interstate 44 is right there at Springfield. Get on the 80 on Interstate 44 and disperse around the country, wherever they went. There's nothing new about this. What's going on with Joe Biden flying these illegal aliens in, it's got some notoriety the last week or two. More than a third of a million, I believe. Who's paying for that, and where are they going? Who are they? We hear a lot of comments about military-age men coming across that border. That's important. That's very important. I've mentioned, and I'll mention it again, how I've seen photographs and videos of Chinese men who've crossed the border. They're lined up, maybe in a building, maybe outside, waiting to be processed and then released into the country. And there may be 30 or 40 of these guys standing there, and I notice that a large percentage of them are standing at the position of parade rest, which is not a natural position for an adult male to stand. It really isn't. Parade rest is with the feet about a foot apart and the hands held behind the back. So these men were standing at parade rest, which tells me that they have had military training at some point in the past. Current status, well, how can you tell from a photograph? You can't. But I find it very alarming, very disturbing that these men are coming to this country. Do they have good intent or bad intent? Some probably have good intent, and some probably have bad intent. If they're still part of the People's Liberation Army, the PLA, and they're coming here, well, they have a job to do, and that job will be to do whatever their orders are at some point in the future. Will that be a month from now, a year from now? I don't know. So what kind of things will they be doing? Well, they could be attacking infrastructure, power grid, telecommunications, natural gas, water systems, water waste treatment systems. They could be doing assassinations. Who would they assassinate? Chiefs of police, sheriffs, principals of schools, mayors, elected officials of all kinds, owners of large businesses, anybody who could be a leader in a community, that's who they would assassinate. Will it happen? I don't know. Could it happen? Of course it could. Be foolish not to believe it couldn't happen. Absolutely foolish. And, of course, it's not just Chinese. We have men and women coming from Russia, from countries that are clearly enemies of the United States, such as Syria and so forth. We talked to last hour about Somalia. There probably are some people in Somalia who we would consider our friends, but I'm not aware of it. So what's a illiterate Somali man going to do in the United States? They can't read and write their own language, which is probably Arabic, maybe Somali language. They can't read and write their own language. English is completely foreign to them. They probably have as much chance of reading English as I do reading Egyptian hieroglyphics. What productive job could they hold in this country? What could that possibly be without direct, constant supervision? Be a janitor? Really? In case you haven't looked recently, some of these chemical compounds that are used by janitors have 9 and 10 page and even longer warnings that come with them. They're so very dangerous that you could kill or hurt yourself or somebody else with these powerful chemicals that are used routinely by janitors. Being a janitor is an honorable profession, a good job, and a necessary job. And I respect janitors a lot on one hand. On the other, they're not qualified to do that job. They simply aren't. So what are we going to do, ladies and gentlemen? I think prayer is something that is necessary. Prayer is real. Prayer is powerful. Prayer works. Pray for our republic. Pray for our conservative Christian patriot citizens to get to the polls and vote. That's very important. Not optional. Not optional at all. And of course, family preparation. I deal with this a lot. I did my first paid preparation consultation the summer of 1977. I still do those consultations. What takes place in these consultations is help people establish priorities so they know where to focus their time and money on first, and then second, and then third. How's your family going to survive? Well, what are they going to need? Food, water, clothing, shelter, a way to stay warm in the wintertime, stay out of the sunshine in the summertime. The best way, in my opinion, is to be part of a hobby farm. I know if you live in a city, that sounds like an impossible dream. On one hand. On the other, you might already have, you might have a relative or a friend or somebody you went to school with that is already on a hobby farm. What hobby farms need? They need two things. They need labor and money. If you can contribute one or both, you may be welcome at that hobby farm as an invited guest. Or you could go to if there was a crisis. That would be an ideal situation if you don't have your own hobby farm. Check it out. It may be something that'll work for you. Our republic is in dire straits. I was listening to an interview with Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson the other day, and they both agreed that there's a lot of things that could happen between now and the election, but between the election and the inauguration, if President Trump is elected, I think that's when all hell's going to break loose, and I can't find a way to disagree with them. I wish I could, but I can't find a way to disagree with them. So all these things are on the table. A lot of things that need to be done. You need to take personal responsibility for the safety and security of your own family. Have a safe haven to go to where you have a proprietary source of water. Shelter adequate for the people that are going to be there. Food adequate for the people that are going to be there. If you're start stocking up on food, I encourage you to do so. Freeze-dried food, canned goods, dried grains. They all should be part of the mix. Having your own garden would be a good thing. Animal husbandry is something that is a skill set that you learn by doing. You can learn from a book about gardening and animal husbandry. There's no substitute for getting your hands in the dirt or actually taking care of goats or chickens or whatever it might be. I've read that goats are the most productive farm animal you can have. They're hard to keep in. They need a good, strong, tight fence to keep them in. And I haven't had goats myself, but the people I know that have had goats, they talk about the difficulty of keeping the goats inside the area they're supposed to be in. Skills. We haven't talked about skills this morning. Whether your group is 6 or 600, there's two skills that are being biggest demand and shortest supply. One of those skills, ham radio skills, and first aid CPR skills. Seriously. And I worked with many groups over the years, and the variety of skills you'll find in any group are just amazing. But that's where the two difficulties are going to be, ham radio skills and first aid CPR skills. If you yourself have one or both of those skills, you're going to make yourself a lot more valuable to that group, whether that group is 6 or 600. A lot more valuable. Because you can help train other people in those skills as well. Ham radio may be the last link in communications. May very well be. I've been a licensed ham radio operator since 1994. And I don't mess with it that much on one hand. On the other, I've got the skills, I got the equipment, I got the tools necessary to do proper and correct installs of radios, antennas, and masts and so forth. And I've done many of those kinds of installs. Working with neighbors right now to upgrade our neighborhood radio communications. So I know a lot of you consider yourselves to be preppers. I personally don't consider a person a serious prepper unless they've taken the time, made the effort to get their ham radio license. You know, that's my opinion. You could be a pretty well advanced prepper and not have a ham radio license on one hand. On the other, I think it's an essential part of being a prepper. Shortwave may be the only way to find out what's going on in the country and in the world during a long-term crisis. That certainly could be the case. If you're just getting started out, it's more important to listen than to talk, quite frankly. Get a good quality AM, FM, shortwave radio. Kaito, that's K-A-I-T-O, I believe. They have a selection. They're most expensive radio that they make is also $100, which picks up all the shortwave frequencies, commercial AM, FM frequencies, has a hand crank that you can crank up and charge the internal batteries, charge up a cell phone, a light for reading, an alarm clock, a regular clock. It's an awful lot of technology for not much money. Okay. And in the Republic Broadcasting store, you'll find the Kaito radios for sale. So that'll help you and help us also. We have only the top quality things at the Republic Broadcasting store. And if you like what you hear at Republic Broadcasting, please consider making a donation. We're not quite self-sufficient. We're working on it, getting more advertisers. If you'd like to advertise, contact Republic Broadcasting. We have very reasonable rates. So that donation would be welcome. You can make a PayPal donation. You can mail a check or a money order. It would every dollar counts. I know during the Tet Offensive, I was in Vietnam before, during, and after the Tet Offensive, we were hungry for information. All we had was Radio Vietnam, which came out of Saigon. The reports were scary, and they were important. We were clinging to those reports to find out what the hell was going on. And I was laying there the first day of the Tet Offensive, about mid-morning, about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, when I heard that the Viet Cong had penetrated the embassy grounds of the U.S. Embassy in Saigon, about 90 miles from where I was in the Mekong Delta. And I thought to myself, the most secure place in Vietnam can be penetrated by the Viet Cong. What chance do I have down here with my buddies behind these sandbags? Well, I believe the Marines recaptured the embassy before the day was over, but it was a mess. So getting a good quality Kaito hand crank radio. Typically, these radios have a hand crank. You can plug them into the wall. They have solar panels you can charge the batteries with. There's multiple ways to charge up the batteries with a Kaito radio. And they're great. I know back in the late 90s, we were looking at hand crank radios. The original ones were very large. Didn't have the features that these ones have now. Large, heavy radios that very limited in what they could do, the AM, FM, shortwave. That was it. No light, no way to charge up your cell phone, no solar panel. Simply a hand crank to charge up the internal batteries. EMP Shield will help you. It's good to have one vehicle in the family that runs. EMP is electromagnetic pulse. And the odds of that being used are very great. Not 100%, but very great. And at less than $400, you can get yourself protected. Your car, your generator, your home. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th of March. We still have a few minutes before the top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. I want to encourage everybody to educate themselves about what's going on. Look at themselves, their families, in terms of where they are to be able to survive hard times. I can't say that hard times are ahead for us. I can say it's a very distinct possibility. And the more preparation you make in advance, the better off you're going to be, obviously. Clearly, of course, you will be. So do that self-evaluation and be honest with yourself about who you are, what your capabilities are. Everybody has limits, financial limits, physical limits. Respect those limits, work within them, and do what you can to prepare for hard times while at the same time having a fun, productive, normal life. You can do it. I've been doing it for decades. And I have a fun, full, productive life, and I also make what I call prudent preparations. So work on that. Something that may help you, if you live in an area where winter can kill you, which is much of the country, it gets down below 50 degrees, it gets pretty uncomfortable in your home. The Liberator rocket heater is a way to be independent as far as keeping your house warm. Mine is right here in my living room. It's kept me nice and warm all winter, saving me a bucket full of money. And it's a beautiful satin black, and I'm really glad that I have it. And you need to check out the Liberty Rocket Heater at thelibertyman.com. The price includes all taxes and shipping to the lower 48. You want to save $300, travel to Bourbon, Missouri, and pick up yourself and save $300. That's Bourbon, Missouri on Old Route 66, about 80 miles southwest of St. Louis. And we have about two or three times a month, we have people that come by and they get a quick tour of the factory. They pick up their Liberator and they're on their way. We'll get an update from Jeff Nyquist on what's going on with Ukraine, what's going on with China, his observations about the international communist conspiracy. Jeff Nyquist is truly an expert when it comes to the international communist conspiracy. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.